Back home now, climate pollution from our electricity sector is at its lowest level for decades, according to the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland. Emissions in the first half of this year fell by just over 17%. Let's talk to Dr. Paul Dean, who's a senior lecturer in clean energy futures at UCC. Paul, this is quite a significant reduction in emissions. In your view, what's driving it?
It is, Paul, isn't it? Look, and we're so used to hearing bad news and, I suppose, depressing news about Ireland's climate pollution targets. So today's news is incredibly welcome. Now, while results are better than expected, they're still not as good as hoped. We're still a little bit off target, but not off target as much as we thought we were going to be. And look, a lot of the heavy lifting in today's good news is done by the electricity sector. And what's happening in the electricity sector, Paul, we've seen significant reduction in climate pollution over the last number of years. And it's really, I suppose, down to two things. There's a bit of good luck and there's also good planning. In terms of good planning, what the industry have done fairly well is that we're moving away from fossil fuels, particularly the most polluting of fossil fuels. And this is especially true, I suppose, for peat. We don't use peat. We don't burn peat anymore to make electricity in Ireland. And we also use very little coal. That's very good. Now, while those fuels didn't generate a lot of electricity, they did generate a lot of pollution. And we're also increasing our level of renewables with wind, which is very positive. On the good look side of things, we have seen an incredible increase in imports from the UK into Ireland over the last 2 years. And this is really outside of Ireland's power. This is due to dynamics within the UK and European power system. But what those imports of electricity from the UK into Ireland mean, Paul, is that we're using less fossil fuels here in Ireland. That's driving our climate pollution down for the power sector, down to historically low levels, which is very welcome indeed.
Tell us more about that imported energy and how we can be sure that the sources are going to be clean.
Yeah, well, overall, there is an environmental benefit from importing electricity from the UK because the climate pollution associated with electricity in the UK is much lower than Ireland. And actually, what's driving these dynamics is quite interesting. You know, over the last 3 to 4 years, Paul, we've heard a lot about the energy crisis in Europe, where there was a huge shortage, I suppose, of electricity and energy within Europe. That situation has flipped dramatically in the last 18 months. Now there is an excess of electricity, particularly in mainland Europe. In countries like France, French nuclear are now their plants, their facilities are back to healthy levels of generation. Even electricity from places like Norway, which generates a lot of electricity from hydroelectricity, which is also clean, their levels are back up. And we're seeing a huge drive and increase in solar in the Benelux regions. Now, even though these countries are, you know, hundreds of miles away from Ireland, what that increase in supply does is that it pushes down prices in mainland Europe. That spills into the UK and then it spills into Ireland. And again, from an environmental perspective, the sources of those energy, nuclear, hydro and solar, are a lot cleaner than, I suppose, the primary source of generation in Ireland, which is still natural gas. So overall, it's environmentally welcome.
Just one last question in relation to electricity usage. According to the data, it went up by 4.4% last year, but 80% of this related to data centres. What's your assessment in relation to the demand and whether or not we can cope with that?
Yeah, and this is kind of an ongoing conversation, I suppose, that we're having here in Ireland. Data centres are something that will certainly bring, economic benefits, but they also bring huge economic challenges. What the data today from the SEAI shows is that a lot of the big increases that we've had with bringing on new renewable generation in Ireland over the last year, a lot of that has been absorbed by the appetite of new data centres. So it's not really reducing emissions as much as it could. We're just keeping up with the demand. And in many ways, Paul, what's showing today is that Ireland has to run very fast in terms of renewables just to stand still because of the significant growth in data centres.
Dr. Paul Dean, Senior Lecturer in Clean Energy Futures at UCC, thanks very much for joining us on the News at One.